So anyway, so I tell my friend, you know, girl, you just need to let him go. Because if he's not showing you that he actually cares and that he actually really wants to be with you, then let him go. He ain't worth your time. He ain't worth your frustration. He is not worth your mental stability. We are all queens. All of us women are queens. Some of you guys might be queens, but I don't judge. We're all queens. And I told her, I said, you shake yourself off. You show him that you're not going to be one of those pawns on that chessboard. You tell him that if he thinks playing a game with your head and your feelings is a game, you tell him you done play. You done ready to play. Make sure you tell him, look, I'm going to play this game, but I'm going to retaliate while I do it. I'm going to be one step ahead of you. Like, it's like clockwork. I'm going to be one step ahead of you. And she's telling me, and she goes, Alice, I didn't think I could do that. So she calls me. She calls me 2 hours later after I talked to her, and she goes, Alice, look, I think I actually made him realize what's going on. I said, well, girl, did you call him out? She's like, well, yeah, I did. I said, well, did he tell the truth? She goes, I don't know. I said, what do you mean you don't know? She's like, Alice, like, I want to believe him, but then again, it's like, he's such a hypothetical liar. I said, girl, what you mean he a hypothetical liar? Well, Alice, he says he has mixed feelings about me, but yet he's been talking to these other girls like it's nobody's business. Like, he sends messages to his cousin. He'll talk to his cousin nonstop, but when it comes to me, oh, he's busy, or he don't want to talk, or he was playing a game, or he was in the shower, or he's doing laundry. I said, girl, that ain't the type of man you need. If he's lying to you, but he's talking to somebody else, and you can see that he's talking to this other person because you're friends with his cousin, he lying to you, then he'll lie to anybody. And I really feel bad for the rest of those girls that he has on his phone that he's lying to. So she goes, Alice, what is? She goes, Alice, what do I do? And I said, huh, you give him an ultimatum. You tell him that, you know, you're not going to take this from him. You retaliate. You hold your head high and you make sure that crown don't fall off your head, sweetheart. And she starts crying. She starts crying on the phone to me. And when she started crying, let me tell you guys, that broke me. Because she calls me all the time. This girl don't cry. I've never seen this girl cry for a man as much as I did heard her cry for him the other day. Like, I think this boy is stupid or something, boys. I really do, because, like, you know, she texts him, good morning, have a good day. You know, I've seen the conversations. She texts him, good morning, have a good day. Hope you have a good day at work. And if it's cold, she texts him and says, stay warm, you know. She'll text him maybe 4 hours later. Hey, how's your day? Nothing. He gets off work at 5. She texts him, how was your day? Nothing. So I completely understand where she's coming from. And you boys are probably sitting there going, that's not a big deal. To a woman who loves you, it is. You boys are so dead set and just getting y'all's dick wet that y'all have no idea how attached a woman can be. And most of y'all men, there may not be some out there that do it, but most of y'all men are just worried about a piece of ass. I ain't met probably one. I met maybe but one that actually wasn't worried about a piece of ass a late night booty call. And it bothers me because she's the sweetest girl. Yeah, she's a little bit on the bigger side. But hey, she's gorgeous. She's got beautiful green eyes. She's pretty. She deserves everything in this world. And I've done told her, I said, girl, if Alice here was actually a lesbian, Alice be taking you. I told her that. I said, you're gorgeous. Should any man be lucky to have you? Should any man be lucky to have you up in their DMs? I told her. I said, if you're messaging a man and asking him about their day, then that man should feel like he's the luckiest man in the world. Because they got you, who cares about them, who's kind enough to actually take time out of their day and message them. I told her, she said, well, Alice, I don't know how he feels. I said, girl, you don't know how he feels. She's like, well, he told me he had mixed feelings. I said, sweetheart, he either is the biggest dumbass in the world, or he really doesn't know how he feels about you. And she starts giggling. She goes, and he's the biggest dumbass in the world. I said, girl, Alice would be nice. Alice could say something else, but she didn't want to. But, man, you guys got to understand. You boys got to understand something. We are not pawns. We are not prizes. We are not pawns you can fight over. We are not pawns you can lie to. We are women. We deserve as much love and respect as the other woman that you're texting in your phone. And if y'all are talking to more than one woman, then you need to pick what woman you want to be devoted to. Because playing this game with one girl who obviously shows her feelings is not the way to go. We, as women, deserve to be loved and have affection. We as queens are not standing alone. Some of y'all men may be queens, and that's perfectly fine. I'm cool with that. You do you, girl. Like, hey, you a queen, you be yourself a queen. You be your queen, baby. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you guys don't understand how much a woman can get attached to you. Especially if, you know, you're talking for a week. And she's telling me about this, and I told her, you know, she's telling me about this. And I asked her, I said, well, did you get intimate? She goes, yeah, we did for like maybe 15 minutes. And I'm like, girl. And he's doing this? She said, yeah, Alice, he's doing this. I said, sweetheart, either he didn't do it right, or he just wanted to use you. And to me, take it from a little old Alice, sounds like he using you, sweetheart. So we're talking, and she goes, well, Alice, like, I don't know how he feels. I said, sweetheart, he obviously doesn't give a fuck. And I don't use that word lightly. I don't sugarcoat it. I tell her how it is. And it's like, sweetheart, he obviously don't give a fuck. Especially if he did that, ghosted you for a week, and then got mad when you call him out. He don't give a fuck about you. He don't give a fuck about any of those girls that's in his phone. And if he's screwing somebody else, then he needs to tell you he's doing it. Instead of playing this game with you. You know, we're all human. You don't want to do something, don't do it. But anyways, guys, you know, I'm going to jump off this topic for a minute because, well, he obviously has got me and my nerves worked. Yeah, little old Alice's nerves worked. And, you know, hey, Alice likes anybody. But what he did to this girl was the last straw. And, you know, he got her so upset the other night. Her friend had called me. Said, look, she's breaking down. And I said, what do you mean she's breaking down? Hand her the phone. And I said, girl, what's going on? She said, Alice, I don't know what to do. She said, Alice, I'm having a breakdown. I said, what you mean you having a breakdown? And then I told her, and I paused for a minute, and I told her, you didn't. Did you just go to his house and call him out? She goes, yeah, I did. I said, girl, you shouldn't have done that. He goes, obviously, I know that now. And I'm listening to her cry. And it broke my heart. Broke my heart listening to this girl cry over this guy who was so too stupid enough to honestly understand that there is a girl who loves him sitting right in front of him. And he got his blinders on. I don't know where any part of y'all are from the country. You know, I don't know. Where I'm from, we live in the country. We got Amish around us. Now, y'all ever see an Amish buggy? You see those horses with the blinders on? Well, that's what this dude is. Imagine this dude being this horse with the blinders on. Like, if he can't see he got a good woman sitting in front of him who's taking time out of her day to text him and see how he is and, you know, all this other shit. And joke with him like she remembers she can joke with him. Then y'all are dumb. You boys are dumb. Y'all are dumb, dumb, dumb. If y'all cannot see that there's a woman making an effort, then y'all don't need to be in that girl's life. Simple as that. So anyway, we're going to pull off that topic. But, so, your friend Lil Ol' Alice here has started to do tattoos. Started drawing again, you know, because I miss drawing. I used to have sketchbooks upon sketchbooks of drawings. I can't find my one, but I had this beautiful Pocahontas drawing I did. Boys, it was gorgeous. It was her face and her hair blowing in the wind. If you've ever seen Pocahontas, you'll understand. And in her hair, it says she goes wherever the wind takes her. And you know, Pocahontas is my favorite Disney princess. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Pocahontas is my favorite Disney princess. And y'all just like Pocahontas showed you it takes courage to rescue a man from being beheaded. That's pretty much what it is. It takes courage, and that's what she had. But anyway, so I drew this, and it's gorgeous, and I really wish I could show it to you guys, because like, this is the best thing in the world. It's gorgeous. I took my time on it. And, you know, there are some sketches in that book. I really hope I find it. I think I put it up somewhere. I don't know where. But I said to myself, I said, Alice, you really got something going here. I said, Alice, you can make some money off of those. And you know, when my grandpa passed away, it was another thing. You know, I have a tattoo for my uncle. But I also want to get a tattoo for my grandpa. I also am going to make one of my arms have a sleeve on it. And on one of these tattoo sleeves is going to be every tattoo that represents me. So the big main tattoo is going to be the compass from Pocahontas. The spinning arrow compass from Pocahontas. And it's going to say, follow your own path. Because in the movie, Grandmother Willow tells Pocahontas, says, you know your path. Now follow it. You know, hey, I follow my own path. I walk to the beat of my own drum. I beat that damn drum so loud sometimes, I swear I wake the dead. I'll tell you what, I really do. I swear I wake the dead. But you know, And, you know, it's one of those things. Now I'm working on a diamond painting. A lot of people don't know what those are, but now I'm working on diamond painting. And, you know, I draw in the spare time. I actually just got done drawing. It's a nice picture. The other day I did a turtle for my mama. And my dad wants me to do a dragon for him. But you know, hey, keeps me entertained. I've been down and out for a while, so it keeps me entertained. Keeps my mind going. Keeps me from being deep in my thoughts. Because when I go deep in my thoughts, I just, girl, let me tell you, man, I go deep in my thoughts, it's like hell just froze over. Because then I start overreacting. I start thinking the worst. I start doing stuff I shouldn't be doing. I go nuts when I'm deep in my thoughts. So just let me tell you. You know, we all walk to the beat of our own drum. We all are human. But the way I see it when it comes to a relationship, if you can't take the time and the effort to show the woman that actually can show you she loves you, time and affection, and actually tell her how you feel about her, then you don't deserve that woman. Shit, women, you don't deserve a man either. Because there are some guys, believe me, there are some guys that will try their hardest to please a woman. And it not work. Believe me, I've seen it. I've seen it happen time and time again. But you know, my friend, she's, bless her heart, she's the sweetest girl. She'd do anything for anybody. She'd give the shirt off her back if she could. She went down a rough road when she was little. I know she doesn't like me telling her story much, but I want to give you guys the perspective that I have. You know, at 16, she was sexually assaulted by a gang of men. One of the guys that had sexually assaulted her was one of her dad's friends. Well, that broke her for a while. But, you know, she came back stronger than ever. She loves telling her story. Because a lot of people are like, well, why do you like telling your rape story so much? It's not the fact that she likes telling her rape story. It's the fact that when we tell our story to somebody, we get closure. That helps us with our closure. So if we stand there and we tell a crowd of 1,000 people our same story, it's not for them to feel sorry for us. It's for us to have our closure, because we women are fragile pieces. We're flat, fragile flowers. You don't water us, we die. Don't stick us in the sunlight, we get pissy. And we start drooping. We get really pissy. But, you know, and so she's just, all her life, she has thrived. And she's going through a really, really rough mental state right now. And me being a million miles away, I wish I could actually help her. I really do. I would love to just walk up to her and give her a big hug and tell her everything is going to be okay, that she is a queen. She deserves everything. And I want to look her in the eye and tell her your crown is falling. You need to pick yourself up off the floor. You dust that dirt off of you and you walk with your head held high. Haters gonna hate, baby. Haters gonna hate. You know, kick them to the curb and you wear those red high heels along with it. But hey, Alice has to go to bed, because if Alice doesn't get sleep, Alice is gonna be cranky in the morning. So, hopefully, I'll be able to make y'all another one tomorrow. But you guys enjoy this. And men, you know, think about it. Do you actually have a girl who's trying her best to do anything for you? Do you realize that there's a girl who talks to you, sends you messages upon messages, Just to see what you're doing. Not because they're clingy, but because they actually care. Look in your phone. The proof's right there in front of you. Only certain girls, some girls want you for your money. Some girls want you for your dick. And then there's some girls who want you for your heart. And the girl that cares the most is the one that's blowing up your phone 24/7. Texting you, calling you. Shit, I don't know what platform y'all use. Sometimes Snapchat. You know, the girl that's doing that is the one that actually truly loves you. Some of them may be clingy. That's okay. That's okay, boys, if they're clingy. Because that tells me, if they're clingy, that tells me they've been hurt before. And they're afraid to lose the best thing that's happened to them. And so, you know, just look on your phone. Is there a girl that fits that description? Are you doing to that girl what this dude's doing to my friend? I hope not, because Lord help me if I get a hold of this dude. Karma will reign in unholy terror. Hell had no fury like a woman scorned. Karma will reign in unholy terror on his ass. So I really hope y'all not doing the same thing that he's doing to her. Making her think one thing and then doing another. I really pray for y'all if you all. But yeah, just think about it. Is there a girl that fits her description that, you know, texts you every day, every hour, just to see how your day is? If there is, you know, tell them how you feel. Some of y'all may have mixed feelings, and that's okay. But tell them, you know, hey, I like you. Maybe this can be something more. They ain't gonna know unless you tell them. Y'all men are so hard-headed sometimes, like, I swear. I could beat y'all with a stick and it would break the stick faster than it would your head. And still wouldn't get my point across. But y'all men are so stubborn. Y'all men are so stupid sometimes too. But just think about it. Do you have a girl? Is there a girl who's, you know, living her best life? And then just wants to spend it with you? Is there a girl that's attached? We women are delicate flowers, boys. We deserve to be watered and taken care of. Not thrown to the curb. So, just think about what little old Alice says. Hell, maybe one day I'll go see my friend. Maybe one day my friend will actually tell me. Or maybe one day she'll call me and say, look, he actually cares. Alright, guys. Well, little old Alice has to get off here. So, y'all have a good night. And hopefully, I'll be able to see you tomorrow. Live long and prosper, guys. Bye.